The following message is brought to you by Charles L. King Jr., pastor of First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If you need additional information, visit firstbaptistchurchwch.org.
It is now time for us to hear a word from the Lord. I don't know about you, but I am learning more and more and more that I have to stand on the promises of the Word of God. Amen. Turn with me now to the book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah, chapter 41. The book of Isaiah, chapter 41. I'm going to read verses 10, 13, 17 through 20. Amen. As a matter of fact, if you are physically able to stand, I'm going to ask that you please do so. Not only those of you who are here in the sanctuary, but those of you who are participating even with us online. In Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 5, it says, "And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, and when he opened it, all the people stood up." Come on, somebody. So you're not standing for Pastor King. It's not, I'm not worthy. But we are standing because we are reading the word of the King of Kings. Come on, somebody. Isaiah chapter 41, Isaiah chapter 41. Today I'll be reading from the Amplified Bible, the Amplified Bible. I'll be reading verse 10, verse 13, and verses 17 through 20. It says as thus, "Do not fear anything, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Be assured, I will help you. I will certainly take hold of you with my righteous right hand, a hand of justice, of power, of victory, of salvation." Verse 13 says, "For I, the Lord your God, keep hold of your," watch the text, "right hand. I am the Lord who says to you, do not fear, I will help you." Verse 17 says, "The poor and the needy are seeking water, but there is none. Their tongues are parched with thirst. I, the Lord, will answer them myself. I, the God of Israel, will not neglect them. I will open rivers on the barren heights and springs in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a reed pool of water and the dry land springs of water. I will put the cedar in the wilderness, the acacia, the myrtle, and the olive tree. I will place the juniper in the desert together with the box tree and the cypress." Verse 20 says, "So that they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord has done this, that the Holy One of Israel has created it." Let me read verse 10 and 13 again. Watch this. It says, "Do not fear anything, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Be assured, I will help you. I will certainly take hold of you with my righteous right hand of justice, of power, of victory, of salvation." Verse 13 says, "For I, the Lord your God," watch this, "keep hold of your right hand." You see the hand-to-hand contact? It says, "I am the Lord who says to you, do not fear, I will help you." Twice in these passages, he says, "I will help you." So on this first Sunday of September, we're already beginning soon to change seasons of the year. September the 6th, as we continue to press our way through this trying year, with your prayers and by the aid of the Holy Spirit, we want to consider the subject, "Precious Lord, take my hand." Amen. Let us pray that prayer that we pray all together, prayer that puts us on one accord. Father, open my eyes so I can see your truth. Open my ears so I can hear your voice. Open my mind so I can understand your word. And open my heart so that I may receive all that you have for me, that is for me, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Precious Lord, take my hand. Of course, you recognize the title from that classic and that timeless hymn written by Thomas A. Dorsey. Take my hand, precious Lord. Also known as Precious Lord, take my hand. Brother Dorsey has the honored title of being the father of gospel music. And his music is loved around the world. However, the journey to that title, the father of gospel music, and his renowned fame was a very difficult one. As a matter of fact, if you don't know the story, in 1932, while the then Reverend Thomas A. Dorsey was leading a church service, a man came on to the platform and handed him a telegram. His wife had just died in childbirth. And within 24 hours of his newborn, within 24 hours, he got the news that his newborn baby had died also. Brother Thomas quickly spiraled downward into the depths of despair. He began doubting the goodness of God and determined never to write another hymn. A week after that horrible story, life-changing day, Brother Thomas was deep in his grief, alone at a piano. He was in a friend's music room, and it was into that room came a heavy peace such that he had never experienced before. As that peace enveloped him, he felt the urge to begin to play the piano. His fingers then found a familiar melody, and the words to that song, "Take My Hand, Precious Lord," began to well up in his heart and spill out of his mouth. God had given him a song that would not only lift him out of despair, but it would also change the course of his music career. "Take My Hand, Precious Lord" has been translated into more than 40 languages, has been sung by some of the biggest names in gospel music, including, of course, Mahalia Jackson and even Elvis Presley. It was Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s favorite hymn, not unlike many of you here and even online. Amen. "Precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I'm weak, I'm worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When my way grows drear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call. Hold my hand lest I fall." Come on, somebody. "Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When darkness appears and the night draws near and the day is past and gone, at the river I stand, guide my feet, hold my hand. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home." God Almighty, does that resonate with anybody? Lord, have mercy. Hear the text again. He says, "Don't fear anything. for I am with you. Come on, somebody. Don't be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Be assured, I will help you. I will certainly take hold of you with my righteous right hand, hand of justice, power, victory, of salvation. For I, the Lord God, your God, keep hold, good God Almighty, of your right hand. I am the Lord who says to you, do not fear, I will help you. Consider the story of an old saint. I'll call him Charlie. I know sometimes I use folks' name and they like to say, well, why is he always picking on me? Come on, somebody. So I'll call him Charlie today. Come on, somebody. Consider an old saint. His name is Charlie, who lived in a small country town. He owned a team of horses and a buggy. Charlie earned his living driving people into the town. And there was one particular woman who rode the buggy in the town each week, and she studied old Charlie for a number of years as she rode with him. And she noticed that Charlie had a particular, peculiar habit. Watch this. He would hold the reins while the buggy was on the smooth section of the road. But he turned the reins loose when there was bumpy sections and the road got a little rough. Y'all hear me? Finally, she decided to ask him the reason for his peculiar habit. She said, Charlie, listen, I noticed that you hold the reins when the wagon is on the smooth ground. But when the road gets bumpy, I notice you start talking to yourself and you let go. Can you explain to me the reason for your actions, Brother Charlie? Charlie answered the lady by saying, he said, well, ma'am, you see, it doesn't take much to keep this here team straight when the road is smooth, just a G and a haul. Come on, somebody. But when the road gets bumpy, he says, I talks to the Lord, and I let him take over the reins. He said, it may look like nobody's driving, but when the road gets rough, I put the reins in the Lord's hands. God Almighty. You see, when we've traveled the winding, twisty paths that this life has in store for us, many have found it best to let the Lord hold the reins, especially, Sister Cargill, when the road gets bumpy. I don't care if it's family, business, personal, community, school, church. Come on, somebody. Whatever the experience and whatever the circumstance is, it has taught us that when the road gets bumpy, it's just best to let the Lord take hold of the reins. In other words, precious Lord, take my hand. You see, it doesn't require much to hold the reins when the going is easy. Yeah, but when the times are difficult, a much steadier hand is required. See, as Christians, our determination should be to let the Lord hold the reins, or very simply, take our hand. We need to trust that he will see us through no matter what, no matter how rough and no matter how bumpy the road. So here in the text, Isaiah reminds the people, watch this, that their social and economic trials may become uneasy, teach Holy Ghost, much like a bumpy road. But he reassures them that God has no plans of abandoning them. Does that talk to anybody now? Does that resonate in anybody's heart? Because we are people right now experiencing social unrest. We are people right now whose economic trials are very uneasy, and the road of life is extremely bumpy these days. Come on, somebody. But I stand here to proclaim, like Isaiah, that God has no plans to abandon you, to abandon me, to abandon any of us, not right here, not now, not ever. Watch the text, because in difficult times, Isaiah says again in verse 10, he says, God plans to strengthen them. God plans to help them. He plans to uphold them as he leads them through their very difficulties. Then in verses 11 and 12, I hope you didn't close your Bible, he promises, watch this, to confound their enemies and utterly defeat them. Y'all got any enemies? Well, y'all might not. I know I do. Come on, somebody. I know I got one big one. Come on, somebody. I got some enemies. Amen. Name is Lucifer. Good God Almighty. He uses a whole lot of stuff. Amen. But the text reminds us that through their way, there will be some rocky and some difficult times, but they are reassured of some safe passage. Why? Because God himself. I know some folk promise you some stuff, but the text says that God himself has promised to take them by the hand. Not just take them with any hand. He said, I'm taking you with my right hand. And lead them every step of the way. So you got to ask yourself, okay, I hear you, Pastor King. So then what are some nuggets? What are some takeaways from this text that we can apply to our own lives regardless of the situation or the circumstance? The first point is, I'm only going to make two. The first point is this. Bumpy or rough roads require God's strength. Amen. You see, the difficulties of our present time require strength. And no matter how strong we think we are, it gets hard to hold things in line when there are bumps in the road. Listen, the finest automobile, some of y'all drive them, come on somebody. The finest automobile with the most elaborate suspension system is difficult to steer on a bumpy road. Just keeping it straight requires some extra energy. So when difficulties beset us, as we run upon those bumpy roads, we need the strength of God to keep us on the path. Alone, we don't have the strength. But when God puts his hands on the wheel, when God puts his hands on the reins, when God, as a matter of fact, takes our hand, come on, somebody, he puts things under his control. Isaiah projected that Israel should expect God to come and even handle enemies that would make things difficult and bumpy. Likewise, you and I, come on now, should expect the power of God to strengthen us to face some bumps in the road, knowing that God will strengthen us to tackle even the enemies. They tell me we're fighting an invisible enemy now. Y'all don't hear me in here. To strengthen us and take the enemies that make our way difficult. Second point I want to grab from this text is this. Bumpy or rough roads are simply easier if God leads. Amen. That's right. You see, since bumpy road circumstances are inevitable in life, it would just simply be wise for us to allow God to lead us to smoother paths. You see, Too many of us tried to speed through. Y'all don't hear me in here. Through bumpy roads. And what happens when you try to speed through bumpy roads? Stuff starts to vibrate. Stuff starts to shake until we almost fall apart. But when God guides us, however, he takes us around. He takes us through each of those bumps, but wait a minute, he takes us over some bumps at the right speed. Some of y'all, listen, some of y'all done went over some speed bumps so fast you're about flying high. Come on, somebody. Takes us over the bumps at the right speed. What does that mean? It means that it may be a little slower to get through some stuff you're going through. But you need to be rest assured, you will make it. Why is that a big deal? Because that's why they say patience is a virtue. But the virtue of patience, watch the text, I got to teach it. That's just not a little quick phrase. The virtue of patience is what Isaiah talked about with Israel. Watch this, back over in Isaiah chapter 40, and when he ended the chapter with verse 31, when he said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Yeah. Then over here in verse 13, he says, for I am the Lord your God. You see what? You see the teaching? He says, wait. But sometimes we get impatient in our waiting. So in verse 13 of chapter 41, he reminds them, he says, for I am the Lord your God. I will take your right hand. He says, do not fear. I will help you. That needs to speak and settle into the hearts and minds of somebody I'm talking to right now. I don't know if you're here in the sanctuary. I don't know if you're online. But there's somebody who is debilitated and captivated by your fears. And I'm talking to somebody who's wondering, is there any help coming to me? And you looking for help, run into the mailbox. You keep saying, when they gonna release the next stimulus check? And the Lord said, wait a minute. How did you spend the first stimulus check, and how did that help you? That's the difference between their help and my help, because when you get help from them, you're still thirsty, but when I help you, you won't thirst anymore. You see, when God holds the reins, or when God takes over the steering wheel, or better yet, when God takes our hand, I'm reminded of that favorite psalm that we love to recite, the 23rd Psalm, where it says that he leads me beside the still waters. That's what makes it possible for you and me to lie down, good God Almighty, y'all ain't with me in here, in green pastures and have my soul restored. Why? Because he leads in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. So guess what? Repeat after me. Precious Lord, good God Almighty, take my hand. I'm willing to let somebody like that lead me. Quit putting your hands in the wrong hands of man. Lord, take my hand. Why? Because I know he leads in the path of righteousness. Yeah. For his namesake, and not for somebody else's own name. Come on, somebody. I heard somebody else wanted to hold up your check to put their name on the check. That's just what I heard. Amen. But my God said, you won't need to know and look for who signed this check, because I'm the one who was making provisions for you even before the beginning began. Yeah, so precious Lord, take my hand. You see, God desires to supply his people, watch this, with every necessity throughout life, even when things seem impossible. If our personal situation, good God Almighty, is parched like the barren desert, the Bible says it will be supplied with water. You didn't close your Bible, did you? For right here in verse 18, part B, God says, I will turn the desert into pools of water and the parched grounds into springs. That's why it says in verses 19 and 20, he will put in the desert signs of life. Why, Lord? Not for you to be impressed with people. Not for you to be impressed with yourself. He says, so that people may see and know, may consider and understand that the hand of the Lord has done this. Good God. Y'all trying to figure out, when is your help coming? And the Lord said, he will put a desert signs of life. I know you feel like things aren't going right for you. I know you feel like you can't bring life in a desert. But God said, I will put in your desert signs of life. Not to, for you to be impressed with your doctor. Not for you to be impressed with your banker. Not for you to be impressed with your sugar daddy. Not for you to be impressed with your sugar mama. He says, so that my people, I don't even want you impressed with the church or the pastor. He says, so that my people may see and know. He said, may consider and understand that the hand of the Lord has done this. You waiting on a serum. You're looking for the end of October. You're looking for an October surprise. God said, you look, quit looking to them folk. You will know. And when you know, you gonna know that it was only me. I'm not saying, hooch. Oh, yeah. I'm not saying not to wear your mask. I'm not saying not to wash your hands. I'm not saying not to take your medication. But there's just some stuff that's going to confound the scientists. There's some stuff that's going to confound the doctors. And sometimes God can bring forth some stuff that you think is a dead situation. And God has said, I'm the only one who can bring forth life. So as I get ready to close, you see, when we let Jesus hold the reins, when we let Jesus take the wheel, or we let Jesus simply hold our hand, circumstances have been changed. Doors have been opened. Enemies have been defeated. Problems have been solved. Doubts have been dissolved. Fears have been conquered. Friendships have been restored. Marriages have been salvaged. Souls have been converted. Lost lives have been saved. When we put it all in God's hands. If there's trouble in your home, put it in God's hands. If there's confusion on your job, put it in God's hands. There's confusion about all this stuff about whether we should be in and out of school. Don't stop learning. Don't stop educating. Just put all of that in God's hands. If there's misunderstanding, I'm talking to somebody amongst your friends, even your family, put it all in God's hands. Whatever your circumstance, whatever your situation, put it all in God's hands. I don't know about you, but my daily prayer is, precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on. Let me stand. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. I declare that'll allow you to get some sleep at night. When you can pray that prayer, and you can close your eyes, and you can say, Lord, whether I wake up in time or eternity, I just believe that everything is going to be all right. Come on, somebody, give God a hand clap of praise. To God be the glory. To God be the praise.
When my way groweth drear, precious Lord, linger near. When my light is almost gone, almost gone, hold my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord. Take my hand, precious Lord. Lord, take my hand, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am worn, I am weak. Through the storm, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me on. Oh, precious Lord, take my hand, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. I am tired, I am worn, I am weak. Through the storm and through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on. Oh, precious Lord, take my hand. I can't do without you, God. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me on.
Thank you for listening to this message brought to you by First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If this word inspired you, please consider sharing it. We ask that you do not alter the content without permission. We invite you to firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Inquiries can be submitted at info@firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Our mailing address is 6210 Betts Avenue, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45224. Or you can call our offices at 513-681-1011. First Baptist Church, West College Hill. Reaching the world without sacrificing the message. First Baptist Church, West College Hill. Reaching the world without sacrificing the message.